It's like coming back into family. You know, it has the support of the physical. Right. So that's what today, I mean, since we're taking care of this for the most part, and we'll check it out at the end of it. Today what I want is to go into the body and be able to have you walk back and forth, knowing that you are a physical entity. So, did we have one walking lesson by any chance in which you went into shoulders and hip bones? Yeah. I'd like us to do that again. I know we had it when we left it.
There's a reason you left it.
What was that?
There was a reason you left it.
What was it? Was it so awful? I mean...
It was awful.
Yeah. I mean, we really...
Horrible.
Yeah, we laid an egg with that one, didn't we? Well, honey, we're going to do it. I mean, especially after a night like last night. What can you do? So we, you know, in terms of performance or taking lessons or going to rehearsals, well, I know that sense of, oh my God, you know, it's hard enough as the way it is. Now I have to go, you know, feeling like I had no rest. Well, I think we have to remember, and this is an attitude I would hope you will let grow, is that a performer moves onto the stage area with his or her inadequacies and enormous perfections, great talent, with your talent, your technique, your perfectness, and your inadequacy. Headaches don't stop simply because you're the center part of a play, and colds and bowels and stomach aches and lack of sleep and troubles with a lover. Now, these things stay the same, and we have to learn how to allow them to be there, to acknowledge them, and then go and do the work. You know? So I think that's today, in a way, these sometimes feeling rotten adolescent is a wonderful way to take the lesson. Because if all we do is begin to use the technique of accepting one's present condition and saying it's less than good, but this is all I have to work with right now, it really helps. See?
I just remembered yesterday I went on my first cab call.
Uh-huh.
For a commercial.
Yeah.
Big deal. First, it's amazing to me how easy that was for me to do, as opposed to the thing. You know, how that is.
Yeah.
It's for California cool that it's the cheap wine they put in a box or a carton.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You go in. They're doing like a beach scene, a beach party thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you go in groups of five and stand in a line and take off your shirt. I was happy to be, my body was better than all of the other
ones. It helps, doesn't it?
Anyway, they put the video on each person in turn, and you tell them your name, tell them your age, tell them one or two sentences about yourself, and then you say, gee, this stuff tastes great, someone should bottle it. But by the time you get to, gee, this stuff tastes great, someone should bottle it, you feel so stupid.
I know.
But that's the worst thing you say. But it was fun.
What a good attitude. It is fun. And that's, another a student of mine who was also very beautiful and like you. And also very intelligent. So, but commercials are necessary, and she would go, she said, to go in the middle of winter up to some studio and dressed in your bathing suit. In the middle of the day, in the middle of a day when nobody, she said, is there nothing as stupid as that? So yes, there is that, and what can one do? That's the way it is. Now, when you go for commercials, do you go as somebody singing or someone acting? What is your
I think that's the deal. I just go.
You just go. And is it that you read about them in the paper, or do you have an agent?
I don't have an agent, no. This one, this is the first one.
Yeah.
And I was just sending myself to the gym.
Yeah.
A couple of days before that. And this guy who works for the casting company, was casting a commercial, just came up and gave me a card and said, go. And he had seen, I'd been reading an actor prepares. He'd seen me a couple of times before that reading it.
Yeah.
And so when he came up and spoke to me, he said, well, don't tell them, they don't want actors, you know, they just want real people types. So
yeah.
Don't say anything about being an actor and anything, don't tell them anything anyway. So,
yeah. Okay. That's swell. It's swell the way it happened, and I'm glad you went. It was the right thing.
Yeah.
It was wonderful that he, you know, had noticed you. Let me throw in a word about actor prepares. I don't know about the way you respond to written material about acting, you know, techniques and things. When I, that's Stanislavski, right? When I read that early on, maybe your age, maybe when, it wasn't good for me. I think I took it too literally, and I want you to be careful. As a matter of fact, I would rather you didn't read any of the stuff. That's stupid. I'd rather, you know, read philosophy, read history, just stay away from acting. It one, at least I, took things so literally that I became very negative about what I was doing. See, I think perhaps technique, as Henrietta said, it has to be a one-to-one. It has to be from my mouth to your ear, so that you can hear the inflections and you can hear my uncertainty and you can feel my mistake, you know, as I tell it to you. Otherwise, it all seems so perfect from the page. And what happens, it can really get to you in the wrong way. What I will say about the way I teach in Stanislavski, certainly when Stanislavski's method came down, we were all, I mean, the whole world was influenced by it. It was like, you know, a sort of atmosphere, and it was very necessary at that time. Sometimes, probably if he were alive and I were to tell him what I was doing, he would say, yeah, agreed. But in writing, it seems very different from what I do. Do you notice that I don't spend that much time, because we haven't worked on character, you know, I don't spend that much time on character analysis or emotional memories, and yet I use it all, but in a different way, you know. So I would rather that, unless you're enjoying yourself.
Oh, I thought I read it that way.
Oh, really? The way I was saying, lightly and just curiosity.
Yeah, and it does read well. I mean, it's presented in a strong way.
Yeah, with the students and.
A lot of similarities.
Yeah.
It's very similar to what you
uh-huh. Yeah.
I read it that way.
So good. I'm glad. So, okay. Now, get back. Get up, kiddo, and get into that doorway.
Oh, well, I thought we could.
Yeah, I know. And I'm also going to do some arm work with you today. That's very important to me. The point is this. Don't do it right, if that's the only way we can get it started. Let's find the parameters of your personality today. And let's say, let's find out how, if this is zero place, you know, exactly right is what we're talking about, how far when you feel this way, and you will feel this way more times than today, how far below zero place do you go? How far beyond it do you try? How many times do you need to get yourself to zero? Now, you see how that you will be using that when you go for auditions or performances. When you're away from here, this is a wonderful exercise today to find out what you need to do. All right? So, based on the breath, and you're going, and I will repeat it all, you will go like this, with that place right here, you'll go. Then as the breath comes in, let your mind lightly go to shoulders and hip bones. 4 points, and then walk to the door and walk back. Yeah, to that door and walk back. Good. Keep going, I can't stop laughing. Okay, kid. Oh, darling.
You're drunk.
Yes, I know. You really do look like I have a hangover, like a very...
This is horrible.
I know it is. Keep going. I have a very darling young friend who is deeply wild inside. She's from Brazil, right? And she was supposed to take me to a spiritual center on Sunday because she really wanted me to feel the healing. I get this call from her at something like 12:30. She says, go 1:30. Hello, Beatrice, I can't go with you today. I have a terrible hangover and I feel lousy and I am all the way in Del Mar. I'm sorry. It sounds just like you. So I had to go by myself.
Well, you went.
Yeah, I did go. By that time, she had really convinced me. Okay, now, this is what I want. When you start out, the head goes down, and perhaps it's like the wolves. You know, I see the nature movies, Casey, too, because there's no nature in my life, whatever. So I have to look at movies together. And they said about the wolves that when a wolf submits, he bends the head and does like this. And then the other wolves know, to lay off of him. So this is what you're doing.
Lay off of him.
Exactly. So what happens is that you do like this, and you go. And then you trudge along. Now, I'm not going to say fight physical. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say take a little idea, which sort of replaces that physical desire. What would be the idea? For me at the moment, a wisp of smoke comes into my mind. Smoke as breath. And you feel it lift rather than down. Take that little image of, and I feel that breath and a wisp of smoke are one and the same. Do you? It comes with like breath on a cold day, and it becomes vapor. So take that little vapor and see it as like that. And this time, just follow the vapor and enjoy that, the pleasure of that kind of exercise. It doesn't have to work. Did you say what?
It won't.
Oh, I say I've got one of those today.
I know that's what I'm supposed to do, right?
That's, you're supposed to speak out, right? Well, then I can speak out too, right?
Uh-oh.
No, go ahead, darling. Just follow the wisp and let us see what happens. Keep the wisp of smoke very smoky. Keep going on. Talk while you work. Yeah, it doesn't have to be strong or nothing. That was sort of real, wasn't it? You didn't repress or force.
No, but I could see that I wanted it. A lot of times I wanted to just...
That's right, yeah. That's okay. Let's take something as gentle as a wisp of smoke. And let's see whether just see when I say it to you, I actually see it in front. And I see it against space, so it's kind of gray and has a certain faintest thickness, which makes it stand out from the space. Just see that, or your version of it. Good. And once again, breathe, and as the breath comes back in, let it come all the way up. Thank you. Okay, okay. Now, when are we going to get this, the technique part, well established? When you turn, I'd like the air to come back in. It can either come back in because you allow it to, which would be the natural way, or we can do it elementary. We can go as you turn, and then by the time you're ready. See, because what happened is you got there and, when that air is compressed, that wisp of smoke isn't released. Try that again. Leave that for a moment. Let me say one thing so that I'll remember it and you'll remind me. There is the right amount of time from breathing out to letting the air, to letting the breath and the idea come in together for the next step. There is too long a time, too much carefulness, which then elongates it, it's too deliberate, it allows inhibition. There is too short a time, which means that the process hasn't really taken place. So sometimes when I have to say to myself on stage to go on for my cue, I'll say, do the right pacing. And that sort of takes in the other two. I want you to remember that. If you try too hard, then the trying will, see, this is it. This is what we're doing. Trying is it. That means it's this, it's not this. So in a sense, I don't want you to try. I want it. I don't want the trying. That's very subtle, But somehow you can remember this, and as you begin to add this to it, you'll say to yourself, and it'll go like that. And little by little, one day, all of this stuff that I'm telling you comes together. No, I remember telling Debbie that. I remember, I think I first worked out that idea with her when she was standing in exactly that place. Okay, let's do something else now. Come and stand here and let's move the chair without away from the ledge where I can stand behind you. And you sit in the chair. That is part of the whole when you follow the wisp of smoke and this is up, this isn't letting me go. It's pulling. It's just like, the strings go like this. If you pull the strings here, it makes that harder. So what we want is eventually for our work to be easy, because I believe that performance is easy and pleasurable, not so difficult. I believe that those places in our body that keep it from being easy, and one by one we eliminate them. So what I want to somehow get started in your body is this. You're going to get a feeling of the breath coming through here, coming up here, and radiating through the chest area. Going to happen? That's the idea. And it's not going to be from the bony part. It's going to be as the breath travels or passes over the innards,
the inside body. The inside body. And it gets under the bony area here. And what happens, it gets under and it fills it out. Okay. So it's like this. This is my outside body. And this is my inside body. When the breath passes over it, it kind of releases it. Did you see the outside body filling up? So it has nothing to do with, at the moment, opening the show, because it really doesn't. It has to do with thinking the thought and letting the air just pass over in your physically and in your imagination and just feel that it suggested to the inside body to spread out. Okay? Now, that's the one thing. We'll have to do it one by one. Let's breathe out, and when the air comes in, I'm going to move my hands. Breathe out on a nice weight, but so we made this lovely circle. Now, we're going to add the shoulders are a place of defense. So, what we do with our shoulders is this, like so. It's as though we have a gun. You know, why does one keep a gun at the shoulder? And in times, terrible times, we put the bayonet on the gun, and we have it there. So the shoulder, and then you just put the gun away, and the shoulder is defense. But when we realize that this doesn't really defend us, it's just the shoulder. What we have to learn then is to take the cement out of it that locked it in. Now, what do I mean by the cement? What happens is that energy, meaning power, energy equaling breath, equaling power, in our best state, it moves all throughout the body, out, and then it's renewed from the earth, from the air, from prana, and it comes back into the body, moves out, renewed. That's what rejuvenation is. That's what health is. That's what power is. Sometimes, though, our body is used to doing this when we're frightened. So what happens is the energy gets trapped in a space in the body. Yeah, you can change if you want, but don't try to undo it yet. What happens is when the energy gets locked in here and it doesn't flow out of the body, it becomes stale. It becomes sort of negative energy. So it's like this. And little by little it fills up more and more. And what happens finally is that it gets locked in there, like cement. So what we have to do is mind and body go together. Without the attention, without the thought, the body cannot get the feeling. So we want to think the thought of emptying these two areas. Do you ever get pains in the neck, tension pains in the neck? But mostly it's here. Fine. I mean, you're lucky. Some people get from the neck all the way up. So I want you, when I get up there, to touch your shoulders, and I will sort of give you the idea of where to locate the tension. I want you to think of an emptying process. Sometimes it's wind, as today, cleaning out the debris from the grass. You know, so each blade is shining. Or it's pure white cotton, as puffy as it can be. Or it's sunlight shining on a leaf. It's lucite, you know, from Cartier's. It's every clear, round bowl. And you do that by breathing out, breathing in, and seeing the debris go out if you wish, or just thinking the word in, thinking the word soft. The air comes back in the soft shoulders. First lecture.
You wear in Shakespeare, you know, and it has to. So what has happened is that when you do it tight, the whole top part is kind of pursed, right? What we're doing is letting go of those strings so the purse can be like this. So when it was drawn together, tight, miserly, stingily, what happened was the shoulder blades got sent up too high. So that those really have to settle down. Now, settling down sounds like such a big deal, you know, it sounds this much. Sometimes the change is this much, as I'm saying. So the shoulder blades get the feeling of settling down. And as they settle down, the whole back also settles down. And the part of the shoulders that we were working on sort of turn outward a little bit. So you get this soft, empty feeling here, this settling down in the back and settling down in the shoulder. And stop the breathing then. So do we see the path that it took? It's something, you do it either as the breath goes out and the breath comes in. It's the way God made you. Good. But it gets soft. And when that's connected to that sense of settling down. Settling down is such a relief. It's as though you stop carrying that burden with you. And it settles down. And then because of the relief, you suddenly get that the joy comes back in again, and it then spreads over the chest. Sure, and we'll do something about the head and neck, so it's sort of combined. Maybe try it now by yourself. All you're doing is feeling. And then just go to the F legs each time, because that helps the power, and it means you have less to do. Good. I know about this learning business. See, sometimes a student tries to jump ahead to the sophisticated way of doing it. And when we think that we no longer need that beginning step, what happens is that we jump ahead really before it's time, so that suddenly we're working without that first rung on the ladder. That means your foot has to go, suddenly have to try, whereas each thing was just natural, right? So when you don't go to this, that does many things for you when we're doing an exercise. One, it centers the attention. It locates it. It's right there. That's all you have to think about, as we said once. Secondly, if you get the right weight of the breath there, what happens is that the air comes back in and floods through the body without your doing anything about it. See, but if you eliminate this and then just want to work with the air coming back, it doesn't have the power yet. So that in losing some power, it can't really influence those parts of the body that we were first working on. So learn to go step by tiny step by tiny step, to never leave out any of the steps in an exercise. Good. I'd like you to stand up, go to the doorway, and push the chair away. And let's see, our only aim in this exercise is to see whether we can feel the same thing standing up. If we're not doing it well, we're not, getting it right so that we can make it at the audition. We're not doing anything like that. By the way, sure, do anything you need. Is your back...
it's funny.
Do you want to get on the floor for a minute?
No, it's funny because I feel where there's a little bit of
sometimes very gently it can undo. Look, sit in the chair for a moment, because I've had those and the pleasure of undoing them. Not let me show you what I'd like you to do. Take with the top of your head, as though you know how a newspaper rests on those round things. With the top of your head, go over it with your head between your knees like this, all the way as far as you can, and then just straighten out. Try that. Really round it, one vertebrae at a time, all the way, more down, more down. But one vertebrae at a time. Yeah, you see what I want? I want this. And breathing out is good. Don't get too slow. And don't go farther than you can go. Feel that you've rounded your back into a lovely round U shape. And now just come on up without being too careful. Don't think about it. Just that's it. So what I wanted you to do was to fold under and up. It, like watch the shape of my. That's all. Yeah, do it. Don't be careful. That gets in the way. Good.
Exactly. You'll try that at home sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you feel that that's exactly what it should be. And every once in a while you hear a little... So the exercise was to stand there for a moment, like that, and just let the same feeling happen standing that was in the chair. Shoulders, and then shoulder blades, and then that lovely renewal spring up. It works. All I want now is to start it, and then I'd like you to walk. Okay. Maybe see Chinese silk, but of the finest kind, you know, where they made in Paris. So I want both. and see it in front of you, just floating in the wind, you know, as though there was a wind from underneath, so it made it vertical. And see it like my hands. Good. So, but first establish the sphere. See the top part of it. That's right. And under your hands. And just see the soap. Good. So what it is that I will sometimes sound as though I'm contradicting myself. I'll say, just be yourself, just do it. And I'll say, undo your hands, dear. That's the only way. I mean, one does it one way, one does it the other way. Do it again for me. And just follow the silk, and don't be slow, and don't be careful. You know, if you and I were really feeling good, and we weren't in a lesson, and we were really drinking somewhere and having a lovely time in a beautiful restaurant, we would play this game so lightly with each other. I want you to play the game lightly. Good. And you'd be paying for the dinner. Seeing the scarf? What color is it? Red. Do you like red?
Uh-huh.
Good. Okay. That's enough for that. By the way, this was better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was better by itself. It we didn't get in there and create...
Oh, because I've done, you know, this thing before. And it's entirely different.
But yeah, it doesn't work at all. This other thing is so soft and so willing. It makes us willing. Okay, now I want to get at another thing which is bothering me all day today. What I find in at Nicholas is this. You have what some people call is you pulling back at the wrist and at the elbow and probably at the shoulder. So that instead of the arm being long, do you feel that? Length. Instead of that, I'm getting 6 feet. Uh-huh. Now, one thing I want you to do between now and the next lesson, I want you to tell me what you observed about that. Did I feel it? So, no, I never did. No, whatever. For the moment, shorten the wrist just a little bit from the elbow. Cool. That's it. Do you feel it? And I'd like you to point to your hair like this, with short wrist, elbow, and I want the wrist short. Like that. Good. You know why I want that? Because that's what you do. And the reason I want you to do it consciously is I want you to say, oh, that's what that is. And now, I'm thinking what this feels like. So, let's now take the whole arm and keep it long, right? So don't think of anything stiff, but just of nothing broken. And go with the back of the wrist out and
pond, you know, the front of the pond. Excuse me. This isn't the reason. This is the back of the palm and then the front of the palm. You know. Okay. Yeah. With the back of the palm up, with the front of the palm down. So it gives you a place to know.
I was lying on the couch and I was like, I found myself. I was fucking home and wanted. And then I thought, now wait, I'm really only holding the book with my thumb and partner. And I thought, well, that didn't work. It's a heavy book, it's going to fall over. But I just did it. And reading was such a more pleasurable.
Yes, because you were actually locked into what we call the white knuckle tension, right? I know some people who act that way. Now, come on, let's go. Good, I'm glad that you discovered that, so that you're really ready for this arm exercise. I think you can sit on a chair, sitting a little bit away from the back so you have space. And if you need to move away from the table, that's really, you know, in the ease of sitting, that we'll examine this feeling. This is where I pick up that you tighten, and this is where you noticed it in its extreme state the other day. At almost every joint, you have put that energy. So what we begin to see about you is that sometimes very powerful people don't know how to handle the power. This is what I. So that you go to the underside, the other side of your power, which is softness, weakness. Because you haven't found out what gentleness is and what strength is. You haven't quite found it. So you've gone to the extremes, to the negative of both. See, let's get back to zero again, to that clean, lovely, round emptiness. Because you don't know that gentleness and power reside in that perfect zero. Your gentleness has gone to such reticence that you're barely heard, that's one thing, that you show no body at all. Your body is locked. It's locked. What happens is when you go beyond it, what happens is that you take that moving power that you have, that moving energy, which is the real freedom and the real strength, and you lock it into different parts of your body. You lock it into all the joints, and the other day, happily, we felt it. But I will be pointing out to even more places. You lock it here, you lock it in there. So what happened is, it's as though you have arrested your own energy, your own power, because somehow it frightened you. And that's understandable. You know, with power, you know, who knows what comes with the state of power. Huh? So now what I think is this. You need not be afraid of real power. Because real power is not something that grabs another or grabs anything. Power is something, and really I heard this in Rachel Rosenthal's performance piece years ago. She said, power, what she discovered after much manipulation and manipulating her cousin and all this, power is something that moves in and out. It's a moving feeling. And it's not one in which you want to control or own. You don't even own power. If you can look at it this way, then you can begin to let it come into your body and let yourself exercise.